When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're with Doug McClure, head of Illinois Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Doug, welcome back.
Yeah, great to be here again, Steve.
I want to talk a little bit about the economy. There was a poll of CEOs done in May that appears to show some of them are a little concerned about what's going on in the economy. Talk to us.
Yeah, it seems like there's a little weakening out there in Q2 as compared to Q1. I'd say that there's still some optimism, but certainly less so than we started the year at.
Yeah, can you tell us what it is that's causing the confidence to pull back a little bit?
Well, it almost feels like a repeat of what we experienced last year, off to a pretty strong start in Q1 of 25, and then Liberation Day tariffs hit, and that optimism started to decline. And we're seeing a very similar situation for just geopolitical risks associated with the Iran war and the broader impacts to inflationary pressures. We're certainly seeing it, the gas pump, energy prices are up.
Yeah, Chief Executives May CEO Confidence Index, based on responses from nearly 350 U.S. CEOs, shows their perception of current business conditions little changed, but they're, as you mentioned, starting to see a little bit of cracks moving forward, and they want to take a wait-and-see stance. What are they waiting to see?
Well, especially as a banker here, we're waiting to see how the Q2 profitability numbers actually represent through their income statement. So the thought process here is if there are cost pressures, the revenue might still be the same, but if the costs are going up, profits are going to be staying flat or going down. So profit margins are impacted in the short term here until we can, figure the situation out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the experts who are part of this survey that were talked to by this magazine said that they're hoping that once the war ends, if it ends, gas prices will come down and that will cause costs to come down. That's a hopeful outlook, isn't it?
Well, I remain hopeful, of course, but the longer this sustains itself, rewind it ourselves to the supply chain impacts we had a couple years ago. It's not very instantaneous. And so it might be a couple quarters to see some normalcy. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting for a quick resolve if we can. But even when it is resolved, if it is resolved quickly, it's going to take a little bit to actually show up in the gas pump.
Yeah, I saw one expert said that if the war ended today and the Strait of Hormuz opened today, it could be as much as a year, as long as a year before gas prices fell back to where they were before the war.
Yeah, and this is definitely an international issue. So it's not just the U.S. that's impacted by this. We do have a lot of local supply here still, so we are pretty energy independent. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of international exposure and issues that face the supply chain across the board.
You know, digging down into what it is that the CEOs might be seeing is I read in the story that, for instance, large construction firms are forecasting that they're going to have a pretty strong year if things hold. 8 out of 10 of them had well above average ratings, and they said that there's some strong project orders and a backlog of operations and projects that are just waiting to get going.
Yeah, construction's actually been pretty solid for the last 2 or 3 years, and it's a category that these are multi-year projects, so whatever's going on right now has probably started 2 years ago, and things that are kicking off right now as well won't really start to get off the ground until the next couple quarters, if not the next couple years. We have started to see in the last few years, of course, the office buildings, especially downtown Chicago. I mean, no one's really building the same way they built office before. Mm-hmm. But, multi-residential is still going up. Certainly industrials, there is still continued business expansion. And everyone's been talking about this data center boom. There's been a lot of support on the back of data center and AI demand to build these new locations. And that's been a very strong and stable category of revenue growth for a lot of these manufacturing firms that even support the construction of these types of firms.
Mm-hmm. I want to give our listeners just a little bit more from the CEO Confidence Index to give them more depth into what we're seeing and showing. 68% of the CEOs said that they expect revenues to grow in 2026. That's down from 74%. 61% say they expect increased profits. That's down from 63%. 41% plan to increase CapEx this year from 46%. So the numbers are down, but not dramatically down.
Yeah, another way to phrase that could be, cautious but not collapsing. Mm-hmm. So it's still positive, albeit less so. I feel like there's just been this uncertainty fatigue that we've seen over the last 5 years, whether it's COVID, supply chain shocks, inflation, We've certainly seen some issues with tariffs last year, and then the Iran war, as we referenced earlier as well. It just feels like every year we've got something to fight against, but we've just stayed resilient as a broader economy. The question mark is, you know, how much is too much? Because it has felt like a lot that we've had to face the last 5 years.
Right. And part of that is, you know, if you look at the surveys of ordinary Americans, there was a new YouGov poll that was out and published today that shows nearly 57% of the people surveyed said they were thinking the economy is getting worse. That's up from 37%. And of course, their issues were food and gas prices. And we saw the inflation numbers this week going up as well, the highest they've been in 3 years. So we're seeing that change. The question is, how long will it last? And will it get better?
And I might even add another topic there, too, is just housing affordability in general has been elevated. And there's a lot of folks sitting on mortgages that are at 2, 3, 3.5% compared to what the current mortgage rates are out there right now. Housing costs are up, food's up, energy's up. So it does feel like this almost K-shaped economy approach where the haves and the have-nots, the haves are doing well and the have-nots are having a more challenged approach to making sure week by week, month by month, they're getting by.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for all of us, it's having a job is important and keeping that money flowing in. And one of the highlights of the CEO forecast, the CEO survey, was that hiring is expected to stay steady. 46% of CEOs say they plan to increase headcount this year. That's up from 44%. And so, at least we're not seeing people lose their jobs.
Yeah, I'd say the labor market is still strong. I wouldn't say the hiring is as substantial as it probably needs to be, but nor is the firing or exits to new opportunities as well. So it does feel like the quantity of fires, the quantity of hires have tightened, and it's slowly and stabilizing and growing here.
Yeah. There was a separate CFO survey, the chief financial officers. They had similar findings in this. Why are we concerned what the CFOs are saying?
Well, I think to almost like augment how we think about CEOs versus CFOs, think about CEOs are focused on people, process, demand. The CFOs, the focus for a chief financial officer for a organization would be more focused on costs, working capital, in general, of course, making sure that the labor force stays in place as well, and the supply chains. And so they're very focused on how things get done internally. And I'd say the biggest impact so far is the supply chain working capital for higher costed inventory. And so, as I said before, the revenue seems stable and growing, but the profitability remains still constricted a little bit.
Yeah, the CFO said that was the biggest internal and external risk was those supply chains. Cost management was the headline of that.
It's 100%, and they've faced those issues for a couple of years now. It does feel elevated as well right now with the recent crisis.
Doug, you keep your ear to the ground. You are in touch with a lot of CFOs and CEOs as part of your daily work. Talk to us about where the bright spots are locally around the Chicago area.
We work with a lot of Chicago-based manufacturing and service firms here in the area, a lot of family companies. So these would be 7,500, 150 employee firms. And I'd say that biggest area of bright spot we just haven't seen for a while is business investment. I mentioned that term uncertainty fatigue before. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of capital projects that just have been delayed. And it does feel like that capital is going to start getting deployed here in 26. So instead of consumer demand kind of pulling a lot of revenue spend for these manufacturing firms, it does feel like capital expenditures for fixed assets, machinery, and equipment, they just can't wait any longer. So just trying to find ways to make sure efficiencies are improved. I think that's the biggest bright spot we've seen so far.
Yeah. In terms of hiring locally, companies are still hiring locally as well?
Yeah, it's, again, strong and stable. It's not like we've seen any major pullback in major industries as well. We've always talked to these CFOs and CEOs, and they always express that they want to make sure they maintain and retain the existing employee base, make sure that they're taken care of and compensated well and enjoying what they do. But more importantly, like they're always trying to find good talent, especially if you look at technical spaces, engineers, the tradesmen, if you will. There's always been this historical shortage. So trying to find more good people there is top of mind.
Yeah, as companies try to find these good people, maybe we could switch the focus from the company to the employee or the prospective employee. What would you tell a prospective employee trying to get a job at one of these companies? How's the best way to get in?
Well, look, first of all, you can always reach out to various industry sectors that have a lot of open job and opportunities in that category. But relating to open jobs, like there's always postings on LinkedIn, there's always postings on various industry websites. Just even reaching out to those direct companies, they're going to have open opportunities that you can consider.
What would an increase in interest rates mean at this point, if that's coming?
Yeah, it's so funny. We kept on talking about decreasing interest rates for the last couple times we've been here. And it feels like the first time this is a chance where we might see increasing interest rates. Remains a concern, but if the Fed is focused on making sure that CPI or inflation doesn't increase further, this is probably the largest time we've seen the percent chance of an increase to be there. You know, candidly, I think we're just stable through the rest of the year. I'm not an economist, so don't take my 100% advice for that category. But yeah, increasing interest rates do not spur on additional investment. It's more cost prohibitive to put a new capital project together. The cost of borrowing for those that utilize heavy lines of credit and or mortgages or term loans for expansions, they get more, again, as I said before, cost prohibitive. So it could reduce M&A, it could reduce business investment. Certainly for individuals, it costs more to get a mortgage and get a new home. Mm-hmm. Cost of credit cards go up. So again, I don't consider that still a high probability, but the chance of it actually increasing for the first time has gone up.
So your view, again, still is positive for the rest of the year?
I've always been this resolute optimist. I think the core of what we do in Chicago here is these family companies that make this place so special. And there have been just a lot of, you know, great conversations we get to have on a day-to-day, week-by-week basis. And despite all the pressures, they still have very favorable balance sheets, and they still are really good companies and are more risk-averse to make sure that these impacts don't hit them as hard as maybe 2008 might have.
All right. Doug, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure. I think the best way for folks to get a reach out to me would either be on LinkedIn, or you can email me at doug.mcclure@associatedbank.com.
All right, Doug, we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks so much.